people suffering from cancer here in Northern Ireland still are not getting access to the same life-prolonging and life-saving drugs as people in England. This is despite a promise from the Health Minister last year that the problem would be addressed. So here's a promise from the Health Minister last year that this problem would be addressed. In a statement to the Assembly in September, here's what Edwin Poots said. It is wrong that we are not treating everyone for cancer when the relevant drug is available. We are not buying those drugs, and I would like to be in a position to change that. Well, yesterday we brought you the story of Adrian Allen, a 56-year-old suffering from a rare form of pancreatic cancer and who has twice been refused funding for this drug, even though it's routinely used in England. So in England, they get it. Here in Northern Ireland, we don't. Why on earth should someone suffering from cancer be told, if you live in England, you're good enough to get it? If you live in Northern Ireland, we can't deliver it for you. Why? Now, Adrian has been sent home from hospital with just painkillers, and his wife Linda told our reporter Lisa McAllister that they feel abandoned.
He's not on any treatment at all. We were just told he wasn't getting the treatment, so we had to come down home with nothing, no more appointments. Take your painkillers, that's all you can do. How can they say that to anybody? Just go home and die.
Are you angry at the way he's been treated?
Yes, I am very, very angry. Like, he's worked all his life, and so have I. And to be turned around now, when you need something from them, and they can't give you the money. They've given up. That's how we felt when we walked out of that hospital, that you're just sent home. You wake up in the morning, and it's the first thing comes into your head. You wake up in the middle of the night, you can't get to sleep because this is all in your head, and you know that there's nothing. What can you do? You just need to get the word out there. We just need anybody that can help us to get this mess sorted out, because you just can't leave a man just without any hope.
Lisa's in the studio with me. What more do we know now, Lisa, today about Adrian's case?
Well, yesterday, Stephen, the Department of Health came back to us and said that because NICE has not assessed sunitinib for the treatment of pancreatic cancer, that they take it on a case-by-case basis on application from a clinician. Now, we know that Adrian's clinician made that application, but it was turned down twice. So we went to NICE and asked why they hadn't assessed it for the treatment of pancreatic cancer, and they said it was because they'd never been asked. But the drug was licensed for the treatment of pancreatic cancer. So we then looked into the license, and it is indeed licensed for the treatment of certain pancreatic cancers, including the strain that Adrian is suffering from. And doctors in England can prescribe it in these cases and regularly do. So if Adrian lived in Crawley, he wouldn't even have to go through the application process. It would be prescribed automatically. He doesn't. He lives in Clawdy, so he's been turned down twice. We went to the Health and Social Care Board. They started by saying that they couldn't comment on individual cases.
Yeah, not true. They won't comment on an individual case. Not true, Health and Social Care Board. You could approach this family and you could ask the family if you have permission to speak about this case. It is simply factually untrue that you cannot. You will not. It suits you not to. You could ask for the family, the individual patient's permission. Fact.
Well, they went on to say that they're required to consider a range of competing pressures and make decisions on the basis of agreed priorities. Now, what they did go on to say is that they're in the process of finalising those priorities for investment for 2012-2013, and the outcome of this work is expected by the end of the week. So presumably, sunitinib is one of those drugs that they're considering, sunitinib for the treatment of pancreatic cancer. So we've been round the houses, but at the end of the day, Adrian's sitting at home. He's only on pain relief. His wife, Linda, his daughter, they're aware that the longer he's sitting there without any treatment, that the clock really is ticking.
Yeah, clock's ticking. If he lived in England, he'd get it. If he lives in Northern Ireland, he doesn't.